we celebrate who we are and where we are, and we celebrate Earth Day. If you've been outside for 5 minutes in the last few days, you must have been celebrating the Earth. Everywhere I look, it's probably the most glorious spring I've ever seen. And if we get a little rain, it'll continue to be glorious. Last night I was walking and there was a field of golden, laughing flowers that made my heart sing so much. And I said, how blessed am I? How blessed am I? And then I thought, that's the theme of tomorrow's worship. How blessed are we? How blessed are we in this beloved community? How blessed are we to every week and often every day hear stories amongst ourselves of people taking care of one another, of people truly caring about one another, of people giving, learning, growing, and serving. It is Celebration Sunday. It is truly Celebration Sunday, and we are blessed. Welcome. So as I said earlier, it's Celebration Sunday and it's Earth Day. How sweet is that? It shouldn't be too hard to get into the celebration spirit. If you've been outside, if you've just taken the time to enjoy, you must have felt something like I have. You might have flipped or jumped or, as this hymn says, danced right into the celebration mode. But then again, you know me, I've been out there walking and singing and talking to the trees and the and the flowers. I tell them, thank you, thank you, thank you, I love you, I love you, I love you. And sometimes people do stop and stare. And it's really true. And I just tell them, I'm sorry, I can't help myself. It happens every spring and usually in the fall as well. Because I celebrate. I love it. How blessed am I? You've got a choice. We've all got a choice. We can, you know, like, enjoy it, kind of, sort of, maybe. Or we can, like, go crazy with joy. Or something in between would be all right, too. You know? Yeah, there is a lot to celebrate. And I think it's a really important spiritual practice. I know it's an important spiritual practice. To take account of the blessings and celebrate them. And we are surrounded by so many blessings in the physical world at this moment. So I hope you're enjoying it too. I want to offer a more eloquent expression than mine. I'll read some words by Walt Whitman. He writes, why, who makes much of miracles? As for me, I know of nothing else but miracles. Whether I walk the streets of Manhattan or dart my sight over the roofs of houses towards the sky, or wade with naked feet along the beach just in the edge of the water, or stand under trees in the woods, or talk by day with anyone I love, or sleep in the bed at night with anyone I love, or sit at table at dinner with the rest, or look at strangers opposite me riding in a car, or watch honeybees busy around the hive of a summer forenoon, or animals feeding in the fields, or birds, or the wonderfulness of insects in the air, or the wonderfulness of the sundown, or of stars shining so quiet and bright, or the exquisite, delicate, thin curve of the new moon in spring. These, with the rest, one and all, are to me miracles, the whole referring to each distinct and in its place. To me, every hour of the light and dark is a miracle. Every cubic inch of space is a miracle. Every square yard of the surface of our earth is spread with the same. Every foot of the interior swarms with the same. To me, the sea is a continual miracle. The fishes that swim, the rocks, the motion of the waves, the ships with men in them. What stranger miracles are there? As to me, I know of nothing else but miracles. That is the heart of anticipation. That is the expectant heart that looks upon everything, expecting to be amazed, expecting to rejoice and celebrate, that sees beauty where sometimes others don't notice. You may know I walk a lot, and I usually like to walk with friends. And often when I'm walking, I'll exclaim, oh, look at that, look at that. Looking at a tree or a sunset or the clouds. And I am constantly amazed at how many people aren't noticing the ever-present beauty around us. I was blessed to be raised by an artist who pointed this out every second of the day. So it might have been a bit tedious for me as a child, but my heart was awakened to beauty and set into the mode of celebration. So Whitman writes about miracles. And I want to bring us back a few years to 2009, when the Unitarian Universalist Congregation of South County was named one of four breakthrough congregations in the Unitarian Universalist Association. Out of, I think, 1,600 congregations, only four are named each year. And that means we're doing great and wonderful and special things. And part of that honor is that we create a video, or shall I say, Eugene Santos created a wonderful video for our congregation, which is shown at our annual conference, the General Assembly, before thousands of people. And the name of that video was Expect a Miracle. It was all about us. Expect a miracle. And so I believed it. I have been expecting miracles, and they've been happening. We have grown in numbers. We have a beautiful, vibrant music program which brings people in to our congregation just to hear the music. Oh, people, yes, just to sing. I'm moved to tears almost every week by the music. And of course, we have Michael Galeb. So we're very, very, very full of celebration. And then what we've been doing is we're kind of stepping up and growing up. We're out of the Legion Hall into a beautiful, wonderful building that we're so glad to be in. We have a vibrant music program which is growing. And this year, everybody knows the great improvement this year. We have an incredible new administrator, Kathy, who has taken our congregation up to the new level of functionality. Have you noticed? You know, if you want to get something done now, someone's going to get it done for you. So it's very, very exciting. And that's part of growing up. I remember saying last spring, there's no way that we can become our optimal best selves as a congregation if we don't have an administrator. And boy, was I right. We're moving there, and the miracles are Michael and Kathy. You know, it happened. We could not have done better in any way. So today we're celebrating coming into our adulthood as a congregation, stepping up, kind of like college graduation. You have to start taking care of yourself a little bit more. And I remember when my kids became teenagers and they wanted a car. And, you know, they really, really, really wanted a car. So you can be sure that they did what it took to raise some money and to be responsible and to step it up and to convince mom and dad that they were actually ready to be behind the wheel. And they did everything that was necessary to make that move. And they shared a car. They got a car and were responsible. They had to do the insurance, the registration, the maintenance. And part of that miracle was that they really were responsible and we really didn't have any accidents. But the correlation here is that when you want something, like we want this congregation to function optimally, to step into its adulthood as we've been doing, you do what it takes to make it happen. You have your heart upon it. You have your heart set on it, and you do what it takes. And yes, there is a financial aspect to that. And we have started our financial pledge drive for this year within the congregation. There has been a face-to-face canvas with some of the members of the congregation, the board, the financial task force, the folks who've been the financial leaders in this congregation have all been personally canvassed in this pledge drive and have been asked to increase their pledge because we're grown up. We have a lot of things to do. We're stepping into true sustainability, and that was the plan. The plan when we moved here was that we had a cushion for a few years, and then we were going to step into our own adulthood around the financial contributions. And we do that because this place matters to us. The correlation isn't great, but a car mattered a lot to my kids, you know? I mean, it mattered a lot to them. You know, when you're a teenager, you know, that really is your religion, getting a car. So, yeah. And you know, I am the minister here, but I do like to share with you that this place matters so much to me that part of my accepting the call to ministry here was to tithe 10% of my gross income to the congregation because it's that important in my life. My faith community is that important in my life. And I happen to be in a position that I can do that. Everybody is in a different position, and I say all the time, the funds are going to come from where they're supposed to come from, and you know if they're supposed to come from you. We all know. So I've been tithing for these 8 years. And when I was canvassed this year and asked to increase my pledge, I was able to increase the tithing by 20% of that tithe. And I'm happy to tell you something that we're celebrating today is that that about 97% of the financial leadership of this congregation and the lay leadership of this congregation increased their pledges substantially, because that's what we do when we're grown up. That's what we do as we move into this new time of sustainability. And I have to tell you, it makes me feel great, because when I consider what happens to what I give, it's important to me. Kids are taught with our money. Grieving families are cared for. Old prejudices are broken down by participation in this community. New self-images are built up one person at a time. Beautiful music is offered with our pledges. Meals are delivered, great fun is had, minds are stirred, disturbed, and changed. Hearts are lifted and bolstered and filled. Deep needs in this community and outside these four walls are met and addressed. It counts. It's important. And because I believe so deeply in our professed affirmation that we truly are part of an interdependent web of all existence, that what we do here matters, that everybody here matters, and that we are connected to everything out there, just like the water, just like the earth, there is no separation. So what we do here matters, because we are a community that lifts up that belief and lives into it and serves in that way. It makes me very happy to be able to give to the community. For those who haven't been canvassed or asked for a pledge, there are pledge cards today that are going to be handed out by the Finance Committee after the service. And if you don't get one, you can speak to Aileen. Aileen, would you stand up so people know you gotta stand? Yeah, Aileen is our wonderful chair of our Finance Committee, and she can help you out with that. We're asking you to consider giving 3% of your gross income or to increase your last year's pledge by $520 or $10 a week. Everyone's being asked to increase their pledge this year. The time has come in the life of this congregation where we have to step up into self-sustainability, and it's something to celebrate. It's good news. We're right on target and we're moving forward. We need one another. We are an interdependent web. We are a very, very beloved community. We need the good news of liberal religion in South County. And as we grow, we do more in the world. I know, for instance, that right now, 9 or 10 of us are planning to travel to Phoenix this summer for the General Assembly to stand in solidarity with our partners who are the people of the immigrant community in Arizona who are being very oppressed by the law that is really racial profiling and really, really discriminatory and harshly invoked. It makes a difference. This congregation makes a difference in our lives. We want to make a difference in the world. We know we can. We expect miracles. Yes, we do. We are a generous people. We are a miracle-working people. And it is a beloved community. Celebrate who you are. Celebrate who we are. Blessed be. And amen. In closing, I can only say, live your life making a joyful noise. Celebrate. Enjoy the beauty. As Jan said, love one another and be kind. And remember that what we experience here in this community can be shared in the world. We are very blessed. May we share it. Let us join now in our closing circle. And we'll have a little special music in our closing circle.